going to do with Joe Barry?
That's a question.
That's a great question. And I just, Drew, I think it's going to take some time. You mentioned the Mo Drayton thing from a couple of years ago. I don't think we're going to have this Joe Barry decision at some point, maybe this week. But I emphasize maybe.
I'm not positive. See it until after the Super Bowl.
There's a lot of talent over there. Yeah. But there's also some spots that can be up for grabs.
A lot to talk about in our upcoming final hour. 24-21, Packers lose. Packers Radio. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Monday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcome back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 to 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Welcome to Buca's Bar and Grill, your go-to spot in Racine for hearty meals and a fantastic vibe. Friends gather, laughter fills the air, and every meal feels like a celebration. Whether you're here for a casual dinner or a night out with friends, Buca's is the place to be for our fresh, perfectly seasoned chicken wings, our mouth-watering Angus steak burgers, and our famous Friday fish fry that keeps our guests coming back for more. Your table is waiting at Buca's Bar and Grill at 4234 Douglas Avenue in Racine, just north of 3 Mile Road.
Robert Hack Diamonds sells lab-grown diamonds for crazy low prices. The price on these diamonds has dropped to where Robert Hack Diamonds can sell 1 carat for $5.99. Yes, you heard me right. Get a 1 carat diamond at Robert Hack Diamonds for $5.99. Time to buy yourself a new pair of diamond studs. How about the diamond solitaire pendant? With prices these low, why not get 2 or 3 carat single diamond? Robert Hack Diamonds now open in Brookfield and in Greenfield, 76 and Layton. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Packers game day continues.
It is showtime to the 5, to the pylon. Touchdown, Green Bay.
With Packers OT, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Christian Watson, a Lambo leap.
Now hear from the players, the fans, and get updates from around the league.
35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown.
With your hosts, Drew Olsen and Bill Schmidt on the Packers Radio Network.
A season marked by highs and lows comes to a crashing end as the Packers lose 24-21 to the 49ers in the divisional round at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Packers OT is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows lower your energy bills. Book by January 31st, get 0% interest up to 36 months. Visit PellaWI.com. Billy, we got a lot more to get to. Our locker room reports presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, and our U.S. Cellular talk and text lines open, 414-799-1973. It never closes. got a lot of interaction. We started seeing it before the end of the game.
Oh, yeah.
And this was one of, I mean, I was with guys who were pacing back and forth. This was one of those, it was a roller coaster of a game. And Billy, as we look back, it was a roller coaster of a season.
It really was, man. And if you would have told us at 2-5, we'd be doing a show on January 20th, crossing over into January 21st in the divisional round, we would have laughed in your face.
And that they would take a lead into the fourth quarter on the road on January
against the 20th. Number one seed. And really, for the first 45 minutes of the game going into that fourth quarter, Drew, kind of dominate the game, right? I mean, like, there were a couple of drives there. There were a couple of moments. And obviously the big play to Kittle that is a little bit of a miscommunication. I'll be interested to hear after they've watched the film and the year-end wrap-up if they get into what potentially happened there. It looked like Nixon decided to take the underneath route and abandoned his help over the top, which was pretty crucial. And then a missed tackle on the 39-yard touchdown from McCaffrey. Outside of those big plays, you controlled the football game, and you just didn't make the biggest ones, and those are the turnover-saving plays. The Eric Wilson play gets completely forgotten about in tonight's game. He almost saves the season there with that fumble recovery on the Nixon return.
We will have occasion to mention that play later on in this hour of Packers OT. Keep them coming, 414-799-1973. Our locker room reports are brought to us by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Let's go back down to the locker room. We got to hear from Jordan Love. Jordan Love tonight, the Packers' first-year starting quarterback, 21 for 34 for 194 yards, two touchdowns, and the two interceptions in the fourth quarter, including the one in the final minute drive that iced the game for San Francisco. Let's go down to the locker room and hear from the Packers' quarterback.
Questions for Jordan? What'd you see on that last play? What were you open? What were you thinking?
Play broke down, was scrambling right. Saw Christian over the middle and, tried forcing one into him. Thought I could make the play. Didn't see the backside, so, they made a great play.
On the two over the middle to Crafton and Jones, are you expecting them to be in a certain spot or are those just misses?
Yeah, the one to Tucker, I missed it. I was a little bit behind him. He was running a, crossing route and missed it and obviously got tipped up, picked. The one to Aaron, it was kind of off schedule. He stayed on the move, and I we just weren't on the same page there, and missed that one as well.
How was it throwing the ball tonight with the rain on and off?
It was obviously raining a good amount. It's a challenge that presents itself, but I don't think it was affecting too much in the passing game.
So you had such a good season. You guys improved so much, you and the group as a whole. You lose this game that you had a really good chance of winning. What's your overall feeling right now?
Yeah, it's tough. Very tough. Like you said, had an opportunity to win that game and, didn't capitalize on it. So it's a tough way to end the season.
What made things in the red zone so tough tonight?
Yeah, I think they did a good job in the red zone. Got to give them credit. But, I just think they just did a good job. We weren't able to finish in the end zone. So give them credit for that.
Jordan, maybe you don't have the answer right now, but where do you feel like you improved the most this season down the stretch?
Yeah, I think just, understanding where to go with the ball, seeing the defense a little bit better, being able to, see pressures, things like that. So I think just overall understanding of what the defense is trying to do to us and where I need to go with the ball is where I improved.
This is obviously your first season end as a starter. What's your process now, and how long do you think it, takes to get over this and then take a big picture view of what you guys accomplished this year?
Yeah, I think it'll sting for a while, watching all the games going forward. I think it'll sting just knowing that, we had opportunity to win. We dropped the ball on that one. So it'll sting for a while. But, I think, we'll be able to look back on it, see some good things we did. And obviously going the offseason, just trying to work on the things that we didn't do as well and things we need to get better at. But definitely just, going to get to it and attack it. But it'll sting for a while.
I know this whole, you know, team won't be the same next year, but do you feel like you guys have a locker room where a loss like this could motivate you come, you know, the spring and OTAs and training camp to prepare for next season?
Definitely. That was the message, you know, in the locker room with all of our talks right now. You know, guys just stepping up saying, you know, how motivating it is to be able to attack the offseason now and how motivated we'll be by this loss. So it's definitely, obviously, you know, who knows what the group will look like next year, things like that. But, you know, everyone in the locker room is definitely motivated to get back after it and get ready for next season.
What do you think the difference was tonight? Do you think it was the early chances? Do you think it was the last couple of possessions?
You know, I think it was early on. You know, we obviously didn't do a good enough job in the red zone, didn't come up away with enough points down there. You know, we started getting going a little bit later in the second half, things like that. But, you know, it was a little too late. You know, obviously the turnovers, that's a huge part of the game, losing the turnover battle. So there's a lot of little things you can look at, point at. But I think, you know, not scoring enough points in the red zone, it's going to be tough to, you know, win a game going against a good offense when you're not putting up enough points like that.
Anything else?
How do you think playing in back-to-back road games, back-to-back tough environments will prepare you for bigger games going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll definitely prepare us going forward. You know, we've got some experience in these type of situations, these big games on the road. So, you know, we'll have some more experience going forward with this situation. But, yeah, it's prepared us, you know, good enough.
What's your project for the offseason? Anything in particular that you think you need to really bear down on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to look at the tape and, you know, that'll be my process kind of in the offseason. Go back, watch the games, and find areas I need to improve. But, you know, I think when we get back to OTAs, just, you know, obviously some of these late two-minute drills to go win the game is areas that we didn't, you know, capitalize on throughout the season. So that'll be an area to look at, you know. But I think there's so many areas I'll have to look at and break down a film. But I definitely think just those critical situations when you got to go win it, finding better answers and better ways to go, you know, take advantage and find a way to win.
The last play, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the pictures or anything. What should you have done differently? Did you just throw that ball away and look to find another down? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't looked at it yet. I haven't looked at any pictures. So, you know, looking back on it, yeah, throw it away. I don't know if I had an opportunity to be able to run, maybe get out of bounds, but, you know, force it across the middle late, which is a mortal sin, and you know, it costs us. So some I'll look at, but you know, that's an area right there where I'll be able to look at, grow from, and get better in the future.
What are you going to take away from this season, your first as a starter?
There's so many things. I think just understanding how small the margin for error is in this league, especially in critical games like this, when you know, you win in advance, you lose, you go home. Just how important every play is, and just how locked in you got to be. And then, like I said, you know, how critical situations are at the end of the game to go win it. Just how dialed in you got to be to take advantage of those games and win. But, you know, there's so many areas and so many lessons I've learned throughout this season, and that the team's learned throughout the season, that I think it's going to make us better in the future.
What was the yard line you guys were shooting for to kick the field goal in there?
I think it was about the 37 area to get to there. But I think anywhere across the 50, 40 area, we would have had a chance. You know, got to kick it at that point. So, you know, we knew we had to get some chunk plays. And, yeah.
Two more. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Jordan.
Thank you.
That's Jordan Love, Packers quarterback, after the 24-21 loss in San Francisco or in Santa Clara tonight. Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt with you on Packers OT. Time for a look around the league presented by Cousin Subs. We believe in better. Shout out to Cousin Subs for feeding us here at Packers OT headquarters this evening and throughout the season. Billy, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to miss those clubs from Cousin Subs. I have to go pick that up with some fries every once in a while. They drop the fries in there right before you get there, which is always nice. Earlier on here today, Drew, the early game, the Baltimore Ravens, the one seed in the AFC, moved on resoundingly in the second half. 24 second half points to run away from the Houston Texans, 34-10. Lamar Jackson, 152 through the air and 2 scores, 100 yards on the ground and 2 scores for the presumably league MVP. Tomorrow coming up, whoever is going to fly out to Santa Clara for the NFC title game next Sunday evening, there'll be the night game with the NFC. It'll be the winner of the game on NBC. Tampa Bay heads to the Motor City, take on the Kitties. 6.5-point favorites are the Detroit Lions in that one. And the nightcap will be the game that everybody has been waiting for since the divisional round of 2021. Kansas City Chiefs head on the road to take on the Buffalo Bills. Bills needed to win, Drew, their final 6 games of the year to make the playoffs. Their run to the playoffs started by winning a game at Arrowhead 20-17. That moves this game to Buffalo. It's the first time Pat Mahomes will be on the road in his playoff career, and Buffalo lays 2.5-3 at certain institutions for those that are interested in those numbers.
Very well done. Our look around the league brought to you by Cousin Subs. We believe in better. I believe we're with you until 1 a.m. We'll get back to the U.S. Cellular talk and text line 414-799-1973. We're going to go back to the locker room reports presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We'll hear from Aaron Jones, Anders Carlson, Kenny Clark, and whoever else Larry McCarron grabbed down in the locker room. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a building described as being the hottest in Racine County? It's the Firehouse Museum, built in 1882 on 6th Street in Racine. Museum volunteer Steve Salvo tells host Don Rosen it's a really special place for fire history.
It's one of those hidden treasures in Racine people don't know about.
I think we really are.
And Salvo says there's surprises for visitors, too.
The fact that the horses that pulled the fire apparatus actually lived in the building with the firefighters.
Special events are held at the museum, too, and you can learn all about it at RacineFireBells.org. RacineFireBells.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Albaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State address, Tuesday night at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Welcome to Buca's Bar and Grill, your go-to spot in Racine for hearty meals and a fantastic vibe. Friends gather, laughter fills the air, and every meal feels like a celebration. Whether you're here for a casual dinner or a night out with friends, Buca's is the place to be for our fresh, perfectly seasoned chicken wings, our mouth-watering Angus steak burgers, and our famous Friday fish fry that keeps our guests coming back for more. Your table is waiting at Buca's Bar and Grill at 4234 Douglas Avenue in Racine, just north of 3 Mile Road.
An official visit from the White House to the Badger State will coincide with the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin Monday.
Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and the rest of the team will be tracking Vice President Harris and her visit to the West Bend area. Find what you need to know here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Reed motions wide right, snap to Jordan Love. Fires right side, got his man, touchdown! Tucker Kraft, the tight end, and covers on the right side, and the Packers recapture the lead, 19-14.
Tucker Kraft with the touchdown. That came with 5 minutes and 23 seconds left in the third quarter, and the Packers took the lead into the fourth quarter, unable to hold it in their 24-21 loss to the 49ers tonight, Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. Drew Wilson, Bill Schmidt with you on Packers OT. All the highlights you hear on Packers OT tonight, brought to you by UW Credit Union, another local team that's owned by fans, offering great rates that help Wisconsinites enjoy greater possibilities. Pop in or hop online at uwcu.org to join. If you'd had Tucker Kraft scoring a touchdown in a playoff game back in September,
good hit. You're
pretty good.
Yeah, good hit.
Prediction.
I think about it too, Drew, when they went through a full Lenten promise without winning a game 42 days before they were able to get a W there against Brett Rypien and the Los Angeles Rams, who also ended up becoming a playoff team, right? Like, I mean,
very true.
The NFL season is a heck of a story, and they wrote a real one here so far this year. Now, into the next chapter for Jordan Love and this young group, we assume that there will be a lot more of these long seasons and you know, late January post games. Just, it sounds super cliche, but it's just so true. It's just never promised. You don't know that you're going to be back here again, and it's why these feel so fleeting.
That's right. That's why they sting. 414-799-1973 to the U.S. Cellular Talk and Text Line. Harley's listening to us in Green Bay. Harley, welcome to Packers OT with Drew and Billy.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing? Love your show.
Thank
you.
Guys.
So off season for the Packers is a new season for the Bronc Honey Blackjacks. Football. Couple things I want to say. I know earlier you talked about Carlson as a kicker, but you didn't mention how his older brother was in with the Raiders with Riss Bisaccia.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a connection there, and that's kind of why he's held on to his position here. I think that first touchdown that we made, there was a chance for a two-point conversion based on the numbers. I think that was kind of a coaching error. I think there was some bad spotting.
That's for sure.
I know a coach that I'd like to see the tush push called the love shove. I know I'm saying that intentionally because I know that'll.
Wayne Larrabee's used that a time or two. Yep.
Yeah, that's great. But more importantly, I want to know what you guys think about the personal fouls. I thought there could have been a lot of calls on personal fouls earlier in the game. No different than, you know, like last week, you know, with the roughing the passer calls that they didn't call.
Yeah, they definitely seem to appreciate the call, Harley. They definitely seem to be trying to let some of those go and let the guys play. Not good, bad, or indifferent. They definitely didn't seem to help and favor the Packers there early in the game. For the two-point conversion, Drew, you were on it when they scored the touchdown to go up 13-7. You're like, maybe they run it. I always... And again, you don't know that you're going to get up two scores. I like to save that for the second one to be able to go from, you know, 12 to 14. What's the difference between a 5-point lead and a 6-point lead? Well, if there's a bad miss on their operation, you're still in a tie ball game. But they wanted to get back ahead, and they wanted to get to that 7-point advantage. So they made up for it on the second one. I wonder if Matt LaFleur thought it was a little bit of a mistake to not do it the first time.
That's... in the postmortem, you can dissect that.
He's going to think of every possible mistake that he made here for the next 5 hours on this flight.
No question. Nick in Muskego, welcome to Packers OT with Drew and Billy. Hello, Nick. Nick in Muskego.
Oh, Nick.
Nick.
Falling asleep.
Let's try Tyler in Luxembourg. Tyler, welcome to Packers OT.
Hello there, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay, Tyler. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing all right. Yeah, it was a disappointing loss with the season here. But looking back overall the season, you would have thought halfway through the season, you just thought there was no chance they're going to make the playoffs. And all of a sudden, they just had that huge turnaround this season. that they just improved so much as the season went on. Even though it is a heartbreaking loss, but looking ahead here, it shows how much promise we could have for the next 5-10 years with Jordan Love and with these young receivers that the team had this year. Not each, there was a different guy each month that was kind of like a go-to guy here. The ball was spread around between these different receivers. If they can lock down on the defense on not missing tackles as much, I think the way this looks, if they keep up and improve things a bit, I think they have a shot to go to Super Bowl next year.
All right, that's the optimism we like. Thank you, Tyler in Luxembourg.
Well, many people are drawing the comparison, Drew, of this game to the Packers' loss to the Arizona Cardinals in the wild card round of the playoffs back in 2009. They won the Super Bowl the next year. And 2009 was the year that John Kuhn on our weekly show had brought up a lot of how this team felt like they were gaining confidence, gaining momentum, getting really hot on the offensive side, still maybe a year away. But this is incredible experience for them to go through. And, Drew, some of it is learning. Jordan talked about it last segment. Learning just how small these margins for error are.
That's right.
Things that you can maybe get away with against the Steelers in week 13 or, you know, the Bears 1 week, generally any week of the year, because they're still going to be the Chicago Bears. You've beaten them 50 of the last 65 times. But the margins become so much tighter when you're taking on the best team in football.
In the playoffs in a small sample, no question. Let's dial some long distance. Barry's calling us from California. Carrying the G out there. Barry, welcome to Packers OT with Drew and Billy.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you, Billy. I have to tell you something. This loss in my at this moment ranks up there with the loss, you know, when we lost to the Giants in the title game, when we lost to Seattle, we lost to the 49ers at home, if you remember, with Colin Kaepernick. And then, of course, last year with Garoppolo. I mean, I really thought we had this game kind of locked up, but you just had the feeling when they start waving that statistic that they're 0-30 going into the fourth quarter, that we were, I don't know, we looked a little tired and everything. A couple of things. One, I think definitely, you know, you can't have a kicker on a professional team, especially the Packers, who misses kicks in five straight games. And then, you know, I hear all this talk about he's young, he's a rookie, he's this and that. He has a job to kick the ball. I understand the snapper and the placeholder. But throughout the whole year, when Matt LaFleur says he holds his breath because if this guy's going to kick, think of all the clutch kicks Mason Crosby did, you know, at the end. So I think we definitely need to look for another kicker. I also think, realistically, I think we've gone as far as we can with Joe Barry. I think they did really well towards the end. Don't get me wrong. But then towards the end of the game, when some of these passes were being thrown, and it's more like we're playing man-on-man and, you know, the prevent defense, was really disheartening. You just had a feeling the way the emotion was turning. I thought we weren't going to win more than six games this year with Jordan Love. I was very pleasantly surprised, and I think we've got a bright future. I think the offense looks really good. And I think the defense, for the most part, looks good. We have a lot of picks in the draft, so we can replenish and do some things to help this team out. But I think that really this is a loss that I don't think you get over in a couple of days or a week. And I think we could have easily beaten either Detroit or Tampa on their home stadium.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. Thank you very much, Barry. That's going to be the thing, watching the rest of it play out and then the Super Bowl and thinking, oh, the Packers could have been here. If not for the fourth quarter in Santa Clara.
We were so close to having two comped trips to Las Vegas in the same year.
I know.
You know how many times I've dreamed of that, Drew? And I just thought that it was a reality like 25 minutes ago.
That's wild.
That's unfair.
All right. So, Billy, we just talked to Barry in California. We got Ryan on the line calling from South Korea. Packers fans are truly worldwide.
Always hearing
Ryan,
the G.
Ryan, welcome to Packers OT.
Hey, good afternoon from the land of the morning calm, boys. hey, first off, I just want to say, super proud of this team and very excited for the future. So no negative vibes here. Disappointed, yes, but there's a lot to look forward to. And I just wanted to wrap this season up with I messaged in with week one winning against the Bears after just moving here from Texas, lifelong Packer fan, closing out here in South Korea this year. And thank you guys and the iHeart team and 97.3 The Game for connecting Packers fans worldwide and letting me enjoy this stuff with my family from all over the world. Really appreciate it, and go Pack, go.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
We appreciate you, Ryan. Thank you for being with us all year long.
Oh, I let Ryan go, but he's over the international dateline. Maybe you could tell Billy who's going to win tomorrow's game.
Yeah, dude, help me out with this one.
Should I say today's games? Because we're already past midnight, so we're looking at today. Thank you, Ryan. It's like we're worldwide. California to South Korea.
It really is true, though, Drew. Think about it. As Ryan is watching that game with a bunch of people all around him and his neighbors having no idea why he's freaking out at 10 in the morning like he is, he was able to have a little slice of home when he tuned into Packers OT. That's what's awesome about this job.
That is fantastic. Packers lose 24-21. Folks are already looking for the silver lining and looking ahead to next season, but we're not there yet. We're with you until 1 a.m., Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
This is Don Rosen. Come join me for local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
If you're looking forward to getting out on the bay or lake to ice fish or snowmobile, colder temperatures are here, but consider this.
Well, in a normal winter, starting sometimes Thanksgiving, ice starts to form. This year, we are a full 5-6 weeks behind our ice making.
That's Tom Derzwicki from Bayside Ice and Recovery in Suamico. He's been rescuing people and their trucks after falling through thin ice for more than 20 years.
The snow and the slush will cover up some bad spots. If you're on the pressure crack and you see snow and slush, you know, that crack, it appears to be maybe 1 foot, 2 feet wide, but on each side of that crack, you could have 10, 15 feet of bad ice on each side of that crack.
DNR officials say check with locals who know the conditions, but also know ice safety is never 100%.
Mother Nature doesn't care. If you're falling through, you're falling through.
300,000 people ice fish in Wisconsin. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Robert Hack Diamonds sells lab-grown diamonds for crazy low prices. The price on these diamonds has dropped to where Robert Hack Diamonds can sell 1 carat for $5.99. Yes, you heard me right. Get a 1 carat diamond at Robert Hack Diamonds for $5.99. Time to buy yourself a new pair of diamond studs. How about the diamond solitaire pendant? With prices these low, why not get 2 or 3 carat single diamond? Robert Hack Diamonds now open in Brookfield and in Greenfield, 76 and Layton. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt back with you on Packers OT. Green Bay loses tonight. The season comes to a close with a 24-21 loss in Santa Clara against San Francisco in the divisional round. Billy, clip notes at Great Clips don't involve a yellow flag. Great Clips saves your details so you can get the look you love no matter which stylist or salon you visit. Download the app to schedule your greatness at your convenience. We had a debate, but we decided that tonight's Great Clips, great player of the game, we didn't need to overthink it.
Here comes Aaron Jones to the 20. Oh, he's in the clear to the 30, to the 40, on the run to the 50. He spins to the 45 of San Francisco. He's to the 40. Down he goes inside the 40. Showtime. Pirouetting his way down near the 37-yard line of San Francisco.
Aaron Jones finished tonight with 18 carries for 108 yards, 53 on that electrifying run to get the Packers out from the shadow of their own end zone. And Billy, he came on like a monster these last 4 or 5 weeks.
It's remarkable to watch how he played the final stretch of the season, and some of that due to the fact that Drew wasn't able to go for the majority of the beginning of the season, right? Had some fresher legs and was able to capitalize on that. However, I think his impact on this team, as dominant as he's been here the last month and a half, has been pretty well felt by that locker room. It is pretty clear and evident that he is one of the guys that is a leader on that team, and you need to have at least one or two. We talked about how this is the youngest team in pro football by a wide margin. You need somebody for them to look up to, not only from a personal side, but a production side. Aaron Jones matched that, and that was so vital for them being able to go on this run.
Our locker room report's brought to us by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Let's go downstairs, and Larry and other reporters caught up with Packers running back Aaron Jones.
Nobody thought we would be here. Nobody thought we'd make it to the second round of the playoffs. But it just shows that if you buy in, you believe in each other, you block out the outside noise, and you guys work together, offense, defense, special teams, and really come together. It's hard to stop. You know, it's that chemistry. You build chemistry. It's hard to stop.
As a leader on this team, did you say anything to the guys in the locker room about the season?
No, I really didn't get a chance to, coach talking and Preston and RG. So I feel like that was enough not to continue to harp on it, But I'll have my time to talk to the guys and, just take a couple of days or two and think about what I want to say, my words. Coach Gustavs, he's proud of us. We show him, like, hey, when you block out the noise and we play our standard, then we can play with anybody and we can beat anybody. And we've set our standards. So now offense, defensively, and special teams, we know what to expect coming in. We had a bunch of first and second year guys, but now they've had a season under their belt, and I feel like we should just hit the ground running.
Aaron, we can hear that catch in your voice a little. We know you're very passionate. How much does this hurt for you as a vet and a leader wanting to get a win for these young guys?
No, it definitely hurts, just to even get to the second season is hard. And we won that first game, and coming in and we're up, you want to win that game. It's tough. San Francisco's this is the third time they knocked us out, so it's kind of bitter about that as well. But we'll be better for it, come back, and hopefully we see them next year in the playoffs.
Aaron, I know you carry the
jeans
with your heart, full heart.
What's it been
like playing
with you? It's been amazing. It's honestly been the best team that I've been around, best group of guys. Just the way we come together, we believe in each other, we care about each other. It's like we're all brothers, if you're not brothers, cousins. We're all like family. We're all related somehow. But it's truly fun when you know those guys care about you. And you can just look on the field. It's evident we're playing for each other. That's why it hurts a little bit more because we were playing for each other. We got us a great quarterback. He's shown it over, was it 20, 21? He's shown it over 21 weeks, and I think he's just going to continue to get better with the reps he gets and, his time with the guys up front and me. I think it's my job to make his job easier as well, but I think he's shown that he's a real deal quarterback.
What does this season tell you about the future of this
whole thing? It's a bright future if you ask me. Like I said, we weren't supposed to be here. All the critics, the naysayers, I don't even think they had us probably winning 6 games, but we're here. We believed in ourselves. We went through a little patch, but that made us who we are, and I think we'll be better for it. That's easy to say, but it's tough. What can we say? We lost, so got to move forward.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones.
I love that statement. What else can I say? We lost, so he got to move forward. At the end of the day, Drew, you've covered so many sports. You've been in so many locker rooms, championship locker rooms. It can't be stressed enough. There's only one team that's happy at the end of this, right?
Yeah.
But the suddenness of the end of a season, it's shocking until you experience it. And then every single time it goes by, it becomes more and more painful because you realize just how sudden the end of the season is. And LaFleur joked, didn't joke about it, but mentioned it, that however this group comes back next year, it won't be the same.
Nope.
Not only because there will be so much turnover, but everybody's at a different point in their life, right? Like the 22-year-old that came in as a rookie could be a 23-year-old with a child next year, right? Like, I mean, could get married during the offseason and change the way that you – every life happens in the midst of this, and nobody comes back into that locker room the same going into next year.
Yep. Turnover is just a fact in the National Football League. No question. There will be a different group, but yet the bones of it, Billy, are solid. The state of the Packers is pretty solid.
The rest don't matter if the bones are good. And right now, the biggest backbone right there is number 10. He talked about it. It appears that he has the makings to be the real deal. It just would have been would have been an awesome feather in the cap to be able to do that here tonight.
Back out to the U.S. Cellular Talk and Text Line, 414-799-1973. Marcus has been waiting to chat with us. Marcus, welcome to Packers OT with Drew and Billy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're hanging in there, Marcus. What do you got for us?
So I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon of blame the kicker or whatever tonight. It's a young team. They look good. I'm looking forward to the future. I just want to know, what are you guys looking forward to for the draft in April? What's our weak points? What are we going to hit? What do we need to look for?
That's a good question. A lot of time to think about the draft. But, Billy, I'm just struck by, again, I think the Packers had a good push. Those guys up front got tired, and the J.J. Kingsley and Agbari injury was a factor tonight. They were one body short, and those guys got tired up front. The front seven looked pretty solid to me, but I'm looking at – I need more guys to make plays in the back. I need safeties. Darnell Savage had the pick six against the Cowboys, dropped one tonight. Can't do that. He made some plays, but I'm in a mode where I don't want to be surprised when a Packers defensive back breaks up a pass or intercepts a pass. This team had, what, eight interceptions this year? Nine interceptions this year. Not enough takeaways, not enough ball hawking. I would look at, and I know offensive line's always going to be, Billy, close to your heart because you've played that position, and you always need offensive linemen, but I'm looking for help at the safeties and back in the back there. Just more depth, more sizzle from those guys.
I'd be surprised if they don't address the safety spot. Now, they'll have, right now, as it stands, five picks in the top 90. Two second-round picks, obviously one from the Jets, two in the third, one from the Bills there. They'll also get a couple of compensatory picks projected right now, one in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. I'm with you. I think they absolutely have to look into the defensive secondary. Wouldn't be surprised if they go with somebody as well on the offensive line. And this year, it's Lucas Van Ness as their first-round pick. Drew, it's a premier position in the NFL. And if they think that there's a guy that you can put on the edge that can pair and rotate in and move and pressure the quarterback, because as much as they were near Brock Purdy here tonight, they just weren't able to get him on the ground enough times. I think that defense will, once again, much of a shock and much of a continual conversation as it's been, I think defense will be a massive part of what they do here on the first two days.
I know people will be talking about the kicking position, too. I am anti-drafting kickers and punters. I say you get them. Go to Kickers R Us. Yeah. Specialists R Us.
Find one online.
But they've invested in Anders Carlson. And speaking of Anders Carlson, we're going to hear from the Packers rookie kicker.
I'm excited
when
to hear that.
We come back on Packers OT. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other drier, itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a building described as being the hottest in Racine County? It's the Firehouse Museum, built in 1882 on 6th Street in Racine. Museum volunteer Steve Salvo tells host Don Rosen it's a really special place for fire history.
It's one of those hidden treasures in Racine people don't know about.
I think we really are.
And Salvo says there's surprises for visitors, too.
The fact that the horses that pulled the fire apparatus actually lived in the building with the firefighters.
Special events are held at the museum, too, and you can learn all about it at RacineFireBells.org. RacineFireBells.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson Monday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
It's just it's tough to see these guys because I know how much work they put in, and you know, I just want to put them in the best position as possible. So just thinking about them and working for them.
Usually when you've had a miss, it's gone left, and that happened toward the end of the night. You said, do you know what that problem is or something else kind of hit or miss in that department?
Yeah, I was talking about it earlier. Just I knew the wind was right to left, and my goal was to play a little right middle, and just the contact off my foot started just a little too much left, and so by the end it played out of the post, and that's just got to have better contact.
How bad was it ran on that kick?
I mean it was drizzling, but it wasn't pouring down.
Yeah.
That is Packers rookie kicker Anders Carlson after the 24-21 loss. Let's go back out to the U.S. Cellular Talk and Text Line. Our final word, our final call of the season is Ron in Madison. Ron, welcome to Packers OT.
Make it a good one, Ron.
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering and hoping when that last drive was, they got down there, we'd take one timeout and maybe save a little bit more time and get a blow on defense.
The get a blow on defense was something that I was kind of wondering. Like, Drew,
yeah,
like,
the 2-minute warning couldn't come quick enough, right?
Yeah, the pass rush looked like it was clearly laboring. I don't know when would have been the right time to do so, but at that point, it just would have been good to get yourself 45 seconds, regroup. And, you know, again, all these coaches are going to think about this. They're going to watch this tape five different times before they get back here to Austin Straubel at 4 in the morning. But maybe one or two less stunts up the middle on the defensive line to try to free them up, try to go win a one-on-one. The guys were so gassed that it was difficult to think that you were looping around, tricking anybody. But you know, you try to get creative. You try to find a way to get some pressure on Purdy. Yeah. They did it so well throughout the night, except for that last drive.
We talked all year about complimentary football. The short drives that the Packers had, the possessions in the second half, put more strain on the defense, and they were clearly gassed. All right, when
Five
we come back, we're going to look ahead. We're going to look ahead to what lies ahead as we start to think about, things like the draft and next season and training camp
awesome.
And the schedule
Goody.
Next season.
Can't
and,
wait.
Of course, the games that are still to be played. It's going to sting for a while, but we will. The sun will rise in the east in just a couple of hours. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Hey fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you.
Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
The moment you've all been waiting for. Potawatomi Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sport, games, and players 24/7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Dear football fans, Toyota's roster of all-star vehicles are ready for kickoff. Drive the field in style with a Camry or Corolla. Upgrade your ground game with the versatile RAV4. Or there's Grand Highlander and Tundra, our full-size defenders. And here's an extra point. All these vehicles come with available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Today may be game day, but Fridays are green and gold at Steinhoffels Furniture and Mattress Superstores. Every Friday during the season, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels Superstore wearing Packers gear and score great deals on furniture and mattresses. Steinhoffels is proud to partner with the Packers for Green and Gold Friday to reward our great fans. Visit Steinhoffels.com to find this Friday's reward.
Who has the most complete selection of Green Bay Packers gear and goodies on the planet? The Packers Pro Shop, of course. And when you shop at the Packers Pro Shop, you not only get the latest authentic Packers gear straight from Lambeau Field, but you're also supporting the team by purchasing direct from the source. Everyone knows it's authentic when it comes from the Packers Pro Shop. Visit the Packers Pro Shop at Lambeau Field for a one-of-a-kind shopping experience or see the entire collection at PackersProShop.com. The Packers Pro Shop. Authentic Packers gear for authentic Packers fans.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
And the Niners in the victory formation drop to a knee. And this remarkable season for this young Green Bay Packers team has come to a close.
That was the capper. Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. San Francisco prevails 24-21, ending the Packers season on a Saturday night. And it was it's a season, again, as Wayne said, it was a remarkable roller coaster of a season. There's a lot of positives, a lot of people anticipating what's to come. But this one's still going to sting for a while, Billy.
Yeah, and Drew, I just can't say it enough. It feels great. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of optimism, and there should be. It appears that their offense has a set of skill position players that could be one that rivals one that was on a Sports Illustrated cover. Now, they won't be on a Sports Illustrated cover.
Probably not.
Not going to be able to be. Sorry. No. Shut that down. But could this one be as prolific as that offense was in the 2010-2011 run? I think very well could be. However, again, like it's why when you're one of these super young teams, it can be really it can be helpful because you're too young and naive to understand how big the moment is that you're in. But, you know, you realize it a little bit later on in life that these just don't come around very often.
One of the young guys you're talking about is Romeo Doubs, and our Larry McCarron caught up with the Packers wide receiver after the game.
Romeo, a lot of the country was probably surprised at the way this game went, but you guys aren't surprised, are you? You expected to win.
Yeah, man. Green Bay football hasn't really changed as far as, you know, just the history behind it. So, again, that's just, I mean, obviously it went the way how it did, you know, just prior to the, you know, favorites or whatnot. We just play hard from the start up until the very end. And, you know, whatever people got to say, you just got to let them say it and just be in control of what you can't control. So,
you go away from this group very proud of this team. And what it did.
Oh, absolutely, man. You know, we fought the odds all year. So someone has something to say about us all year. But again, that's not my job to partake in what people say. You know, I just try to set the bar, set the example, you know, just not for myself, but, you know, guys on this team and guys in our receiving room. So.
That's Romeo Doubs with Larry McCarron. Our locker room reports presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Billy, looking ahead, obviously we're going to be watching the games tomorrow. Be watching the
you
Super
better
Bowl.
Believe that.
Then we're starting to shift into draft mode. And if my math is correct, the Packers will have a 5 of the first 88 picks. And in addition to their 8 picks, they will have three compensatory picks, we assume.
Yeah, so right there.
Chance to reload again.
Yeah, and a bunch of opportunities because of a couple of trades that you made. I mean, you start running down the laundry list of things that have happened this year. Oh, by the way, started with trading a four-time MVP and Hall of Famer. You're going to cash in one of those picks. Also, you traded, you know, one of your most consistent defensive players. That's going to be the third-round pick, right? The Rasul Douglas trade. And it's been such a topsy-turvy year. There have been so many incredible twists and turns to it. For Matt LaFleur to be able to get this group to this point, playing for each other the way they were in that fourth quarter, Drew, the biggest question this year was to tell us about Jordan Love. We got that answer. I think we also got the answer on the head coach. While he was extremely successful wins and losses wise, it was how will he handle this situation, this team, this group. He handled it expertly. And I think there's a lot more of that to come with Matt LaFleur's tenure here in Green Bay.
It has been a very fun season to follow the Green Bay Packers, to talk about them. It's been a very fun season on Packers OT. Special thanks to the men at the top, Craig Schillbauer up in Green Bay, Tim Scott, the red hot Tim Scott here in Milwaukee. Our team here, Packers OT headquarters, the best.